Dear Cheap Astronomy, what do you make of massive gravity? As we've previously discussed on Cheap Astronomy, there are a lot of people out there who want to muck about with general relativity. After all, it is fantastic physics and a genuine theory that has been tested time and again, and it keeps on passing those tests. But with all that success, you get people who will tell you that if you just tweak this one little part of general relativity, then their theory will work brilliantly. It's not unreasonable to suggest that 90% of the people who make such claims are cranks. But the other 10% are a bit more careful with their language and do reasonably point out there are areas of reality that general relativity just doesn't cover. Notably, the physics of the fundamentally small, where quantum physics reigns. Some also say that general relativity can't tell you what happens in a black hole, but then neither can quantum physics really, despite what many quantum physicists may tell you. To its credit, general relativity did at least predict the existence of black holes, and it did so well ahead of anyone actually finding one. Anyway, massive gravity deals with a different sort of known unknown. That is, the accelerating expansion of the universe. This is the realm of dark energy, which, as we like to say here at Cheap Astronomy, might be dark, but it's probably not energy. The origin of massive gravity lies way back in the 1930s, well before dark energy was a thing, where people used to sit around in European street-side cafes discussing the fundamentals of reality as well as complaining about the Nazis. Bloody Nazis. And during this period, Wolfgang Pauli and Marcus Fiers proposed the startling idea that gravitons might have mass. So, firstly, gravitons themselves are largely hypothetical, proposed to be the force carriers of gravity in the same way that photons are the force carriers of electromagnetism. We're yet to gain any definitive evidence of their existence, but if gravitons do exist, they are assumed to be massless, and hence, like photons, move at the speed of light in a vacuum, and even not in a vacuum. But if we instead assume gravitons have mass, then they might start struggling to mediate the force of gravity over very long distances. It's allegedly this effect that accounts for the accelerating nature of the universe's expansion, as though over long distances, mass-handicapped gravitons can't quite manage to mediate the force of gravity all the way out to the universe's distant peripheries before those peripheries have started slipping away from them. But it's not immediately clear why this is a better explanation than what conventional cosmology offers. From observations of the expansion velocity of close and distant objects, we think that for a very long time, the universe's expansion didn't accelerate. The acceleration only kicked in when the universe was about 8 billion years old, presumably because its declining mass-energy density couldn't inhibit the universe's expansion as much as it had in earlier times. So, both conventional cosmology and massive gravity end up saying pretty much the same thing. As the universe gets bigger, it's going to expand faster. That then begs the question of why you need such an unconventional explanation as massive gravity. Furthermore, massive gravity's claim that it doesn't need dark energy to explain the universe's behaviour fails to deal with a much more fundamental issue. That is, why the heck the universe is expanding in the first place? Conventional cosmology says that dark energy was there from the start. It just took a few billion years for the universe's density to diminish enough so that it could really take off. Massive gravity's position seems to be that, well, everyone knows the universe expands, so let's not dwell on that. Let's just talk about why it accelerates. Both Newton's and Einstein's gravitational theories are universal. So whatever happens here, happens everywhere. But massive gravity says that what happens here does not happen in the same way at very long distances away, because gravitons struggle to get out there in a timely fashion. So, we're not dismissing the idea out of hand. We're just saying that if things do happen differently way out there, then we should be able to observe and measure that. And can we? Well, not so far.